Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and Happy New Year. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Hallelujah to God. We're here on the second day of January 2020. Hallelujah. We're here by the permission of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ under the tutelage and teaching of Pastor Darling Bundy, a wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. Just want to welcome you to the Hour of Power Prayer Program. Hallelujah to God. It's a brand new year. I'm excited about all that God is going to do. Have a high expectation. Have a little cold, a little sore throat there. It's coming on there. But we thank God because we're here. We made it through. Hallelujah to God. It's just an exciting time to be alive. Hallelujah to God. We'll get started here with this broadcast. And hallelujah. Hope that everything, that you enjoyed the holiday. I have a special prayer request there that you pray. I'm trying to cook collard greens this morning. Have no idea what I'm doing. Hallelujah to God. God is able because he works miracles so great. There's no one else like him. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, 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 there is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the heart to care, eyes to see, and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of man. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us, his name is called Emmanuel. God with us, he's revealed in us, his name is called Emmanuel. Thank you, Jesus. Father, it's in the name of Jesus that we come before that throne of grace, O Lord God, with a heart of thanksgiving. And a heart full of praise, O Lord God. We came to worship you and praise you, God, and the beauty of holiness, O Lord God. I want to thank you for this new year, Lord God. A new day, O Lord God, a God, a day that we've never seen before. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit, O Lord God. You're moving by your power, Lord God. On this Tuesday morning, the 2nd of January, Lord God. We pray for traveling mercy, O Lord God. Some people are out over the holidays, O Lord God. We pray that they're having a safe trip back home, O Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, that are in inclement weather. In the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving, Lord God, by your spirit. You're moving by your power, God. And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, and we worship you, O God, for all that you're doing right now. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we ask you, O Lord God, that you bless our children and our grandchildren, O Lord God, as many and as far off as you should call, O God. So, Father, we thank you, God. We praise your holy and your righteous name, God. Realize that, O Lord God, searched all over, looked all over, Lord God, couldn't find no one, O Lord God. No one was that greater than you, O Lord God. You're the God that sits high and you look low. And you discern the hearts of men, O Lord God. So we praise you, God, and we worship you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for Pastor Darling, O Lord God, the Kennedy family, O Lord God, those that are traveling, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray for Ben and Jamila, Lord God. We pray for the recovery of the operation of all that have had operations, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In you, Lord. We move, we breathe, and we have our being, O Lord God. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name for all that you're doing, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, and we praise you, O Lord God. Amen, amen. Well, it's Tuesday morning. Hallelujah. We pray for your deliverance ministry. Hallelujah, God, we are a circle of friends. Hallelujah, God. When we know a friend that's closer than a brother. So we thank God. It's New Year's, praying that all of you had a wonderful time out there in Jesus' mighty name. We thank God. It's a new year. I'm excited about it. Great expectation in the name of Jesus. The Bible verse of the week. And I'm sorry, I muted the phone, trying to go somewhere else on the phone. It still is, I think it was the gospel according to, I think it was Psalm 1. Hallelujah to God. I'm not a very good person when it comes to operating your telephone. There's just so much here. And we thank God for it. Scripture, even on last week, and we have a couple of them here. It said, Psalms 100. It says Psalm 100 was the scripture of the week. And I believe this is the scripture that carried us right out of last year, or the last decade. It said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, that he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and onto his courts with praise. Be thankful and bless his name. For the Lord is good beyond a shadow of a doubt, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That was the scripture of the week. It was last week that had sent us off into the new year, but the new year had split in the middle of the week. So hallelujah to God. We just thank God for it. Thank God for everyone. Pardon me, that's here today. In the name of Jesus. We thank God. I was looking. I see that everyone was rejoicing about the things that were given out. Hallelujah to God. A lot of people had comments, hallelujah to God, and there was different scriptures that they had given. And I've been in so many, been in the church service and everything, and how the people came together and worshiped the Lord, hallelujah to God. And thanking God and praying for everyone that's here, everyone that supports the ministry, hallelujah to God, and everyone that needs travel and mercy, and thanking God, praying that he bless everyone that came into your homes over the holiday. In the name of Jesus, and that God is just blessing and keeping moving by his spirit and by his power. So, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We thank you for this day, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. There was a New Year's greeting that went out, the scripture from the pastor. Hallelujah to God. There was a couple of them that did go out. They were very inspirational. Hallelujah to God, and they had blessed me when I had read them. The expectation for this new year, hallelujah to God, and how God is blessing. Hallelujah, and that God is blessing us right now. They were, I guess they wouldn't have it on their phone. And as she spoke about it, she prayed. It was a prayer and a blessing that went out. And as she prayed these blessings and gave these scriptures, she praying for much prosperity and for us to have great expectation in 2020. As for me, I was looking on John, the Gospel according to St. John 1, and I started thinking about it, about this year. This is the new year. I thought about Genesis 1 and 1. But then I thought about the revelation of John. And I thought about how he started out with saying, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. The same in the beginning with God, all things were made by him. And without him wasn't anything made that was made. In him was life. And this life was the light of men. The light shineth in the darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came to bear witness of the light, that through him men might believe. As I went over that, a scripture. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It sparked a thought in my mind how God is sovereign. I thought about the mercy of God and how God is blessing. And as it goes on, I see when the first miracle that God worked, or the first recorded miracle that we have, is in the second chapter. I believe he went to the wedding in Canaan of Galilee over there, and they went to a wedding feast, and there wasn't no wine. And his mother, Mary, said to him, "They have no wine." He said to her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? It's not my time." Then she went to his disciples and said, "Whatever he say, do, for you to do it." It was not his time. But God has a way of transitioning things, catapulting things. Sometimes it's not time for things to happen because of your prayer and the moving of the Spirit and how God dwells in eternity. There's no time where he is. He's from everlasting to everlasting. So Jesus told him to get the 6 water pots. It had so much water in it, filled them with water, bear it out to the governor of the feast. And they did, speaking of obedience, they did what Jesus told them to do. And they were blessed, you know the story. And when he got there and the governor of the feast tasted, he said, "Most men bring out the best first. And when men have well drunken, that they bring out what was worse." But he said, "Here you save the best until the end." And they marveled at it. The miracle that I see there as we move along is from the time that they fill it with the water pot, fill up the pots with water, and they went out by faith, bearing it to the governor of the feast. There's no record of when Jesus transferred it from water into wine. But somewhere between starting the journey and arriving at the place of destination, it was done. The obedience was to listen to what Jesus said and to obey those who had authority. So Mary said, "Whatever he said, does. Then he went to the woman. There was a Samaritan. He had need to go through Samaritan. And it was great rejoicing there. They got saved. She said, "Come see a man." And they saw. Then another centurion man, I recall, caught my attention was that he seen Jesus. He prayed him to come, that his son died. And Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy son liveth." That was a miracle. So he went in faith his way. He ran into one of his servants along the way and told him that his son liveth. He inquired at what time did this fever left his son and he began to mend. He said it was about the 7th hour yesterday. And it was about the same time that Jesus said, "Go thy way, thy son lived." What I'm trying to say in short, in this new year, that you have to look at things with vision. Call those things as not as though they were. It was a faith walk. And in the Bible it says this was the second miracle. I thought that the woman at the well was a miracle. But that was ministry there. But when he rose and he sent the word, and it gave to me to know that God works miracles by his word. The logos, the spoken word of God. Once you enter into the spirit realm. You stir up yourself in the gift of the Holy Ghost to get connected to your power base. That's where things begin to happen. That's where the supernatural is. That's where you begin to speak into not only your life, into your children's life, into the wife or the husband life. You speak into any situation, but you have to be filled with the Spirit. I remember before Jesus left, he breathed on his disciples and told them to receive the Holy Spirit. It wasn't until the day of Pentecost that they saw that manifestation, that outpouring of the Spirit of God. You're going to need an outpouring of God's Spirit in your life. You have to make sure that you're filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives you utterance. A lot of things are going on, as you can see by the news. A lot of chaos is going on, from the government to the church house, the firemen, the policemen, those are selective service. Corruption is everywhere. You're going to have to be able to discern the spirit of what's going on and try the spirit by your spirit and see what's of God. I wanted to say something that was on my mind for a while. I might have said it before. Pastor Galactica, she's from Zimbabwe. She speaks, I don't know how many languages she speaks. I know she might speak five, I'm not sure. But I know that she's from Zimbabwe. She was raised there. And she speaks the native language there. So I wanted to ask her to do a demonstration next time we could catch her online, or maybe this Friday, if this way it's good to her. I believe that she could pray in another language. And she comes on the line, she preaches and she teaches in English, which is grand for me. But when she called home, I believe she starts off and say hello, but when she gets connected to the person that she wants to speak to, I believe she's speaking in the native language. It might be French or whatever. I heard her speak it with her husband and stuff. And they speak that language because they're in touch with the people at home. I said that to say that when you're filled with the Spirit, you need to speak to your Father. You need to speak in the heavenly language that he gives you. It's a difference in the manifestation of things that are happening in your life. Being filled with the Spirit of God, being able to enter into the Spirit, because we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus. We are ears and joined ears with Jesus Christ. After you pray with understanding, Paul say, then he began to pray in the Spirit. I believe that Paul began to pray when they took him off the stone, that he was caught up to the third heaven. That was totally prophetic and supernatural there. And he saw things that was unlawful for man to utter. You have to be able to be able to enter into his courts with thanksgiving, into the holiest of all, into that Spirit. When John, the Revelator, in the book of Revelation, after he gave the salutation and the greeting, he said he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, the day of that visitation. He couldn't be just making petition about the things that were going on. He was banished to the Isle of Patmos. And he was banished there because of his testimony of Jesus Christ. In the 17th chapter of the Gospel here in John, Jesus said that he prayed for us that God would keep us. He said the world is going to hate you, but he said remember that the world hated him first. He prayed for us that God would keep us. But when John the Revelator turned and he saw God, he heard a voice in back of him. Sounded familiar. Sounded like many waters. But when he saw the glorified Christ, he fell on his face as dead. And God always encourages you when you're going through a situation or you're having a spiritual revelation or whatever you're going through, be not afraid, because he have overcame the world. I want to encourage you with that in this hour of power prayer. A lot of us are going through our marriage. You know, marriage is work. It's continuously work from I do till death do you part. And on New Year's Eve night, we got to the place where we begin to pray. And when I begin to intercede in prayer, I begin to mention marriage. And sort of a icy spirit came through there. Everybody started looking, is he talking about me? They gave themselves away by the look that they gave. And it gave me to know that when you have, when you're married, and when two of you have joined yourself together in holy matrimony, that adversary, the powers of darkness, is fighting against you. It don't want to see you together. That spirit of separation comes to battle because the adversary, the devil, he wants to take your soul and cast it into hell. He don't want you to enjoy the eternal life with God. So you have to change your outview. I believe that the pastor alluded to the fact that the praise and the worship that Jehoshaphat did when it got up to the Lord, when Judah began to praise, when you begin to pray, when you begin to sing, when you begin to worship, when you begin to talk to the Lord, when you begin to magnify God, God inhabits the praises. Your spirit will be lifted up. God begins to move in your favor. So instead of talking about the situation, you say, Lord God, this is the situation here, Lord God. Even as for me, this is the situation, Lord God. I can't handle this. You know, there was a songwriter who wrote a song, I must tell Jesus all of my problems, that I cannot bear these burdens alone. I believe it was in the sixth chapter of Matthew where Jesus began to speak to the disciples, and he began to talk to them about fasting, praying. He said, and we have all have blessed oil, now to anoint your head with oil, be not like the hypocrites, anoint your face to be of a sad countenance. He said they think that they will be heard. I believe it says some of them, this ad-libbing, for they much speech. Because of a repeated sin, or a sin of iniquity that is being repeated, doesn't mean that you have to keep on dwelling on that situation. To dwell on a situation would cause hindrance. I remember they were in the children of Israel, they had accomplished about their mountain so many times, just going around there. But when God, when they got to the Spirit, God had sent his word. He said to pass by around them at the sound of the trumpet, let out a great shout of praise, and the walls of Jericho fell flat. More of it's in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the faith chapter. What I want to encourage you to do, to lift up your eyes onto the hills, for whence cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord, which maketh heaven and earth. Begin to make up your mind to sing psalms and spiritual songs unto God, making melody in your heart. I believe it's Jude 1:20. Now, beloved, build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost with psalms and spiritual songs, entering into the presence of God with your worship and your praise. It's essential that you do this. It's a must that you do that. You must be able to speak in that heavenly language. You must be able to know that you're in your closet, that you're in that place with God. It's just you and him, that you're communing with God. You'd be surprised once you begin to worship them. And once you begin to know the Spirit of God and you feel it, it comes up. It comes on you without warning. I want to use this phrase to come on you almost like a thief in the night. Sometimes you'd be doing something and the Spirit of God would just overwhelm you. There was a picture the other week. I was out at the restaurant. And I was out with Minister Craig, they're one of the ministers of the church. And we're having a time, we have Whataburger. And all of a sudden, he goes into his telephone, and he was talking about one time he saw me, I was praying and prophesizing over some people there. I won't give this person a name. But I didn't know that the person was of had a church and all that. The person was a millionaire. I had no idea. I just knew that when I was in the spirit, that I went up to them and I began to pray for them and God began to speak. Not only there, but when you enter into his gates, once you enter into the spirit, God takes control and he'd be giving you what to tell people for them. And so I just knew that there was a presence about this person. But when he opened up the camera, and I began to look at the person, immediately the Spirit of the Lord came and engulfed the body like a flame, and I began to just speak in tongues, and I began to put my hand over my eyes. I was using to look at that. No, I'm not looking there no more. It was the glory of God that was there. The presence that be in your life sometime could be so strong until you couldn't look on it. He said, well, I said, it's as though you look at the face of the angel. I saw the print. I didn't look at detail, but the glory that was just inside of a picture, because we serve a living God, came and overshadowed me. So I said, no, I don't want to look there. There's something there. It was the presence. It was the glory of God just inside of a picture that was taken. I don't know how long ago it was, but because of the name of the person, the glory was there. A lot of times when they hear your name, they know that you are a person of God. The glory of God will begin to fill the place. Hallelujah to God. His presence will come. His train would pass by. Hallelujah to God. The glory of God would go before you. Hallelujah to God. And make way for you. Sort of like he prepared a table before you, if you please, in the presence of your enemy. God will let them know who you are, that you are a person of God. He insisted that I would look. I said, no, I'm not going to look on there anymore because of the glory of God. I mean, and this glory was so heavy, it took a while to try to shake myself to come down there. It wasn't about Whataburger. It was about the glory of God and what was he saying. The Spirit was beginning to move. I know something. I don't want to take too much time. I know it's time for a spray. But I noticed once I enter into that place, Eko Yasi, that Akari Yasa, but the doko by Yasin that Akaya Sandaya. Trying to explain this to you so that you would have this nugget here. When I began to enter into the spirit, things began to open up on a different level of vision. Like 2020, everybody, 2020 vision, but you enter into the spirit. Once I enter into the spirit, he's still trying to talk to me about what it is. I said, I don't know what it is, but an understanding came, the Holy Ghost inside of me, bearing witness with the picture of the spirit that came, that she was a person of God. I'm not talking too much, but that was a person of God. Happened before. But then things began to open up. The Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost himself began to minister. He began to minister about how that the churches need to come together. That because of a title, because of who they are, they stay separated. They stay fragmented, if you want to, doing their thing. They say, now, if you had this person with this type of anointing sitting in your congregation, worshiping with you, the body becomes stronger. Hallelujah. He began to, then when he started showing me other people that I knew, it says that type of glory was not sitting on this type of person. They were saved. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, but it's something that has to do with the conditioning of your heart. You must have a change of heart for God, not only in 2020, but for the rest of your life. You have to be sincere and sold out to God. Because I don't know the person, like, because of it, we give God praise. God began to orchestrate how the ministry could be more powerful if you get in touch with these people. But there's something about people thinking that they have to hold on to a certain character of who they are and what they stand for. They don't want to unite themselves together, and it's going to take a mighty move of God in this month of January. Hallelujah to God. There was a move of God last year, in the last decade, when the two children got missing, and they said after 24 hours, he never seen them go. That was a move of God. People were praying. White, black, blue, purple, whatever color they were. They were praying and interceding because children were getting stolen, found torn apart, left in dumpsters. But when the body of Christ come together and unite their heart in prayer, God begins to move supernaturally. There's no problems that they have. I mean, because of a problem comes up, hallelujah to God. There's problems everywhere. Because you're going through a marital situation, because a child of yours is acting disobedient, that's nothing but a hindrance. You have to press toward the mark of the prize that's within Christ Jesus, worshiping in the Spirit. Paul said to the Galatians, "Oh, ye foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth?" He said, you did run well. A lot of times when we get saved, get baptized, filled with God's precious Holy Ghost, dancing down the aisle, dancing on the pews, falling out under the power of God, going home, speaking in tongues, then God begins to prophesize and begin to take you to another level. But there's a place where you come to the holiest of all. There's a place where you're able to slip behind that spiritual veil of God, the veil of the echo, yes, that was rented on the day of Jesus' resurrection. When you go into the Spirit of God and when you slip behind that veil, that's where God begins to show. That's where he begins to organize. We're here to colonize this whole United States of America and abroad, this earth, with the presence of God, the attributes of God. God has placed everybody in, not only that God so loved you, but he said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that's this globe here, "that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever your name is, believeth on his son, they should not perish." God wants to unite the church, the body of Christ, not the building. He wants to unite those that are filled with his Spirit. He wants to unite them so that the prayer would come together. That when situations come up, and they're coming up in 2020, when it's going to take a mighty move of God. The killing of your children, hallelujah, God. The raping of your daughter, hallelujah. The pedophiles that are tearing babies apart. This stuff must stop. Where is the power? The power is in the church. They're acting like the Philistines, just going about like if there's not a God. We are the church. We are his people. We are the David. We are the ambassadors of Christ. We're the ones that have to fight this Goliath. We're the ones that have to fight against the injustice is here. A lot of the civil rights leaders from the 60s and the 50s, they're up in age, hallelujah to God. In one sense, these are the ones that gave their lives, hallelujah to God, to bring us to where we are today. So what we have to do is we have to infiltrate. We have to give out the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have to find some way through prayer. Not us. We don't have the power. God's echo, Yashi, dedicated, shame thee. I'm sorry, Pastor Donnie. I'm trying to get a call. You'll see it. God gave the pastor a vision. He gave her a vision. Hallelujah to God. That there was an open door. Hey, well, Shitaha. To enter in to what you need to enter into. You have to cast out every vain imagination, the things that so easy beset you. And I'm guilty of it. And run this race with patience. God has given to us. He said, go forth into all nations, teaching them whatsoever I have taught you. Stay on your power base or your power source. Be connected to that and go forth. The Holy Ghost bring everything back to remembrance. There's an open door there. No man could shut it. But if every time that a child jumps off the train or say something to you, it stops you and your mind just going to a thing of a super, forgive me, that's my vocabulary. And it throws you completely off. You're not able to do the will of God. You're being hindered by the things. And we have to move. You had enough prenatal care over the years, being a babe of Christ. Now it's time to eat the meat of the gospel. It's time to stand flat-footed and proclaim the word of God. As a centurion man went to him and said, my servant is sick. He dieth. All Jesus said was, go thy way, thy servant is made whole. Disobedience to God would cost you your promised land. God told Moses, the Old Testament, to speak to the rock. That rock was Christ Jesus. And who echo yourself in the wilderness. And Moses got to his flesh that day, at that particular time there. Lord, forgive me if I'm saying something wrong. And he said, you disobedient people. And he smote the rock. But he could not enter into the promised land because of disobedience to God. When God gives you a word, hallelujah to God, and if you're not sure of the word, call into the station. Send a message, a text to people that are spiritually strong, people that would stand with you in prayer. Hallelujah to God. A clarion cry goes out, hallelujah to God. God's getting ready to shift and move some things, hallelujah to God. But you have to be filled with God's Spirit. I believe it's in Romans, 8:31, maybe, don't quote me on it. But it says, if you have not his Spirit, it says there, that you're not his. Hallelujah to God. If you're not filled with that indwelling, it says right there, if you're not able to get in God, if God is not able to touch your heart, if you're not able to speak in your native language, if you're not able to enter into his presence with thanksgiving, you're not singing the songs of Zion, if you're not able to enter into his courts with praise, you're going to be at a disadvantage as we go through these trying times now. Many has departed from the Spirit, Timothy, First and Second Timothy, and gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their minds shared with a hot iron, hallelujah to God. I look at some of the cartoons that the grandkids look at, and it's just totally different from Mighty Mouse and Superman and superheroes. They got crabs and stuff and SpongeBob with the square pants on, hallelujah to God. And all it does is a lot of it was about food. They had a whole Disney thing, a machine that just rained food and was making people sick, hallelujah to God. And nothing's teaching them about the things of God, the attributes of God. That's your job. It's just train up the child in the way that it should go. And when they're older, they will not depart away past my time. They, oh, Lord, have mercy. But these broadcasters are made. Pastor said it was okay when the Spirit didn't tell you, I thought that Akaya stopped moving. That's what it's all about. We want to get the word out. Hallelujah to God. I thought you'll see it. The Spirit of God is moving. But in this new year, try to make yourself obedient unto the voice of God. Give respect to those who have the rule over you. Hallelujah to God. Everything is going to work out. You have no need to fight in the matrimony battle against the spouse, whichever side you figure is doing the wrong. But praise the Lord. The finance situation is terrible. There's not enough money to move forward for many of us in the ministry. Something has to change. Something needs to change. He said, come on to me, all of you that are burdened with a heavy laden. He'll give you rest from the financial straight stress. No money. He'll give you rest from worrying about the children that won't come home or being disobedient. Worship him. He'll send out ambushments against the enemy. I thank everybody that come. I love you that came to the broadcast. I want to check in the hours late. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray for your need, hallelujah, God, and your son, and that you had brought to the broadcast this morning, and hold that prayer request because we're still here. We're here, hallelujah. Over your son, and Okuya, see, put your mind on your children, your loved ones, those that are in prison, incarcerated, untimely death, hallelujah, God, those that are transitioning to eternal life, those that are in nursing homes, hallelujah, those that are in prison, hallelujah, God, those that are traveling back and forth. In the name of Jesus, those that have marital problems, those that want to be married, those that are alone, hallelujah, those that have children in college, children in the work area, young adults, hallelujah to God, the government, hallelujah to God, and we want the eco for your son, hallelujah for the traveling, mostly OBAC, that I call for those that are in the climate weather, Oshan, in the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah, God, amen. Moved by your spirit, Lord God, on every continent of the world, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want to check in and see. I know that the pastor's supposed to be here, that I carry or see ya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for the broadcast because we come here and God allows us to speak prophetically to you. Lord, I don't want to go there right now. One more thing is, a lot of times people would see your gift that God gave you, and God comes up upon you sometime with everything in order, you know, getting permission that they know who you are, this, that, the other, to speak. And a lot of times they begin to cut you off because they want to touch the glory of God, which causes a lot of problems in the church. I'm going to check and see if Pastor Darlene is there. She's in a place where she could say something on the line, hallelujah to God, on this first broadcast in the new year. And else we're just going to continue because we're nearing the top of the hour. Pastor Darlene, are you there? You're able to hear, hallelujah to God.
Yes, sir, amen. I'm here.
Okay, please, amen. Bless us. Amen.
All right. Well, praise God, praise God. I'm going to do what you asked me to do. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for each and every person here, Lord. And we know that we are your people and that you take care of your children. And we're just grateful, Lord, for just the covering of the blood of Jesus as we have come into a new year, Father. We're grateful for Apostle Horsley and the word that he brought this morning, oh God. And we know that God makes miracles by his word. And Lord, we're thanking you that we shall continue to speak your word, God. That is important, Father, that we speak your word, Father, and that we allow the Holy Ghost, oh God, to speak on our behalf, Lord. So we're thanking you, Father, today for each and every person, oh God, who's here right now. Those, oh God, who may have had some issues in their lives, oh God, as they crossed over into the new year, oh God. Each and every one of us has something, oh God, that can be fixed. And Lord, I pray a special prayer for each and every family, oh God. Just to hear the crazy, heinous things that are happening within families, oh God, the anger, the bitterness, the jealousy, oh God. We pray, Father, today that the spirit of love is being loosed right now. The spirit of forgiveness is being loosed right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every cantankerous spirit, every demonic demon that is out there to cause havoc in the families, oh God. I thank you, Lord, today that you bless each and every family member, oh God, those who are having a hard time with forgiveness, oh God, those who are dealing with issues within their families, oh God. I thank you, Lord, today that you bless, you heal, you deliver, and you set them free, God, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed, Lord. So we thank you for freedom this morning in the name of Jesus. Sisters against each other, oh God, brothers against one another, Father. We're grateful, Lord, today that you're the one who can give them the peace because Jesus Christ himself is the Prince of Peace. So I thank you for peace this morning in the name of Jesus. Sisters and brothers and moms and dads and grandchildren, oh God, and grandmothers, oh God, jealousy between grandmothers over their grandchildren, oh God, such things I just don't understand, God, but you know how to fix it if they would just come to you, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, today for unity within the families, oh God. Thank you for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We're grateful, Lord, today for the unity of the Spirit and those who are able to help, Lord, to do the work, Lord. I just pray, Father, today that you cover us all with your love, oh God, and help us to love one another, oh God. Help us to speak love, oh God. Help us to speak things into the atmosphere, oh God, that will be beneficial to one another, oh God, that we will build each other up, oh God, instead of tearing each other down, God. We're grateful, Lord, today that we are here right now to hear what thus said the Lord, that we will walk with those miracles, signs, and wonders following us as we believe in you, God. I decree and declare that those who need healing in their bodies are being healed right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, God. I glorify your name, oh God, for the finances being healed today, God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, as you bless us with finances, I pray that we will do right by those finances. We will use them for your glory, oh God, that we will have wisdom, oh God, even to put some away, God, after we pay every debt, Lord. Those who are in debt, Lord, I pray, God, today that they will realize, Lord, that you said that we should be the lender and not the borrower, oh God. So I thank you, Lord, today for that mentality. And those who have gotten rid of debt, I thank you, Lord, that we will stay out of debt, Lord, that we will use wisdom in all that we do as we go forward in this year, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We are praising you. We bless your name, God. We pray, God, today. And thank you, Father, today for in our churches, Lord, that people will work together, oh God. They will support the leaders of the churches, Lord, and just help to build the ministry, oh God, the ministries that are out there, Lord. We pray, Lord, for Apostle Horsley's ministry, oh God, that you will help it to grow, God, that there will be development, oh God, that we will see the miracles, the signs, and the wonders following him and his wife, Lord, as they work together to do your work, Lord. We know that two are better than one, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. So, Lord, even in the marriages, oh God, there are many people who need help in their marriages, Lord. And we're thanking you, Father, today for the unity of the Spirit, oh God. If there's anger, if there's bitterness, oh God, because of something that a mate did, oh God, I pray, Lord, today that they will remove that issue, that they will let it be a bygone. Let bygones be bygones, oh God, and move forward and have that blissful situation within their marriage, oh God. Have that unity within the marriage, oh God, because when the two begin to fight against the enemy, oh God, the enemy cannot keep them down, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, today for submission in the families, oh God, in the marriages, oh God, that the husband will love the wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, oh God, and the wife will be submissive to her husband, not just being a just disrespected, oh God, but they will work together because they are complementary components one to another. So I'm thanking you for that today, Lord. Let the love, oh God, come off the lips of the wife. Let the love come off the lips of the husband as they talk to one another, Father, and not hold on to grudges. So I thank you for that this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray, I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. And it is so. So I thank God today once again for each one who's here. And we look forward to an awesome year as the Lord God Almighty has given us so much over this past year. And I just want to say that our pastor Scholastica has sent out a text concerning fasting. I'm going to send that out. That's what we're going to use instead of what I had thought to use. But I thank God for, you know, just the different ones who have good things in their hearts and minds that will help us to be built up. There's a 10-day or a 21-day fast that we can do. So I'm going to send that information out to you. If you don't get it, if you will call me or text me and let me know that you did not receive it. But you can do it anytime this month. Just get started on it and be in your prayer closet. Be in your praise mode and let God arise and his enemies shall be scattered. So actually what I can do is read what she sent. If I can find it really quick, if she's there. and she can get it and read it to us. Maybe we can get that, at least get it out over the atmosphere so that we'll be in a place where we can do a fast and see God move. You know, when we go into a fast, you know, Jesus told his disciples that some of those things won't come out unless you fast and pray. So we're going to go ahead and see this. Okay, here's what she says. She says, I apologize for sending this one late. I thought I did send it out earlier this week. But it says, by God's grace, please join us in a beginning of the year fast. This new year and a new decade will be extraordinary if you commit to prayer and fasting. Begin 2020 at a high note. Join us in prayer and fasting wherever you are, whenever you can, and for how long as you can. Our target is fast and pray 21 days or 10 days and see God give you an extraordinary year. The water, fruits, and vegetables Daniel fast will make you healthier spiritually and physically. Daniel 1, verses 12 through 15, and Daniel 10, verses 2 through 3, and help you move any mountains in your way. And then also Matthew 17 and 21. God bless you and expect a visionary, fruitful, blessed, prosperous new year. Amen. So that's what Pastor Scholastica sent. So we're going to go with that. We're going to believe God for some miracles, signs, and wonders to begin to follow us even more than it has in the past. And we're believing God for some beautiful things and great testimonies coming out of this time of fasting. So everybody have a beautiful day. I love each and every one of you. I pray that the favor of God and man shall be with you everywhere you go. And I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and we shall give him praise. We will praise and sing before the Lord and let the Lord fight our battles as we keep still in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow. We will see what Pastor Scholastica will have for us. Whatever food she has, we will sup of it and strengthen our spiritual souls and minds. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605 313
4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.